Popular British talk show The Jeremy Kyle Show cancelled after death of guest. By Jill Lawless for the Associated Press in London. British broadcaster ITV on Wednesday cancelled a popular long-running daytime reality show after the death of a guest who failed the lie detector test during a recording. ITV chief executive Carolyn McCall said The Jeremy Kyle Show was being scrapped, quote, given the gravity of recent events. The case has renewed debate about the ethics of tabloid television and sparked a parliamentary inquiry into the regulation of programs that put members of the public under intense scrutiny. The tabloid-style talk show, which had run for 14 years and specialized in emotive confrontational showdowns, was pulled after 63-year-old Steve Diamond was found dead at a home in Portsmouth, southern England, on May 9th. British media reported he killed himself. Police said the death wasn't suspicious and a postmortem will be held to determine the cause. On an episode filmed earlier this month, Diamond took a lie detector test to convince his fiancée that he hadn't been unfaithful, but was told he'd failed. The episode hasn't been aired. Diamond's death has heightened concern in Britain about the stress put on people appearing on reality television and online shows and program makers' duty to protect their guests. It's a debate that's raged off and on for close to two decades since Britain began making homegrown equivalents of sensationalist U.S. programs like The Jerry Springer Show and putting ordinary people under a microscope on reality shows such as Big Brother. ITV was already under pressure following the deaths of two former contestants on reality show Love Island, Sophie Graydon and Mike Thalassidis. Graydon's 2018 death was ruled a suicide at an inquest. An inquest hasn't yet been held for Thalassidis, who died in March. Lawmaker Damian Collins, the chairman of the House of Commons Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport Committee, said his panel would consider whether there was adequate regulation of reality TV. Programs like The Jeremy Kyle Show risk putting people who might be vulnerable onto a public stage at a point in their lives where they're unable to foresee the consequences, either for themselves or their families, he said. This kind of TV featuring members of the public attracts viewing figures in the millions, but in return for ratings, the broadcasters must demonstrate their duty of care to the people whose personal lives are being exposed. Simon Wesley, a former head of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, said shows like Jeremy Kyle were, quote, the theater of cruelty. And yes, it might entertain a million people a day, but then again, so did Christians versus Lions, he said.